First, I'd like to again thank all of you for being here. Gonzaga Prep, thank you. St. Al's, obviously. Where is St. Charles? Thank you. St. Mary, very good. Where's your pastor? I'll talk to him afterwards. St. John Vianney, very good. Your principal, Deacon Nick, is here. We thank him for that. Deacon John from our retreat house. All Saints, front and center, very good. Cataldo, the proud, the few, the many, duly noted, Father Connell. Trinity, very good. Assumption, thank you. Holy Family in Clarkston, it's a bit of a distance. St. Patrick's Pasco, again a distance. Assumption and the schools of Walla Walla, 180 miles. A little tough to get here in the morning. Guardian Angels in Uniontown and Colton. Father Joe Sullivan, the pastor, also the chaplain for the pro-life and respect life in our diocese. Thank you. Joining, of course, Father Paul Herrick from St. Rosalie Mancina, Chini, and the chaplain of Eastern. Thank you. And Father Sean Thompson, the administrator at St. Charles Parish, present here. What's the word respect mean? All right, we have a brave soul there from, is that St. John Vianney? What does respect mean? Okay. All right, you honor that secret. Okay, so you respect confidentiality. What else? Yes. You listen. Very good. Someone talks to you, you listen. Yes. Did you, when your parents are telling you something, you should just look at them and go, blah, 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 blah. How many of you have done that? There are people when I preach, when I talk to them, they do that to me. Blah, 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 blah. Then they get transferred. To respect. We all know what life is. What's the opposite of life? Death. Respect life. We honor someone. We treasure them. We cherish them. That's why the church, you know, what's the name of our cathedral, the Mother Church of the Diocese of Spokane, Washington? Yes. It's Our Lady of Lourdes in France. Mary appeared in 1858. There are many Our Ladies. Have you ever heard of Our Lady of Guadalupe? Yes, Our Lady of Guadalupe. 1531, Mary appears to Juan Diego, and Mary's pregnant. And her face indicates that she's a mix between the native people and the European. She's a blend. That means she represented all people. And she's pregnant. Because at the time, in Mexico, children were sacrificed. It was part of the pagan Aztec culture. And Mary appears with a message of the dignity of the native people, of all people. And you've seen in some images, we have it over there, when Juan Diego goes to see the bishop, the bishop's not sure that he's telling the truth. So he looks for a sign. And Mary, he goes back and Mary sends him flowers, gives him flowers to bring in the dead of winter. And he opens up his tilma, and there, as the flowers come, is the image of Mary. It's a powerful message, and that's why Our Lady of Guadalupe, Our Lady, is our patroness of respect life. Now, every one of you And it's so great always whenever I gather with the young people and their families and teachers and grandparents of the diocese. Each one of us has dignity that warrants respect. Because at the time when Mary appears, again, people were being killed. There was no respect for life. Today there's no respect for life in certain circles. Children who abortion, unborn, killed. Older people who said, you're sick, you're useless, why don't you just go away and die? Poor people, you're not productive. Someone comes here looking for a better life. We don't need you. People who are different in the sense of maybe they don't look the same. They're not as gifted. And see, the gospel we heard, Jesus says, you're worth more than many sparrows. Now, birds in Scripture always bring us back to Jesus, to God. He uses this image. If even the smallest of bird matters to the Lord, how much more so do you? Now, I never have owned birds, and I live notice around the South Hill, those wild turkeys that just kind of wander all around aimlessly. I hear they hide in trees at night and scare people. Okay, I don't think Jesus is talking about those type of turkeys. But he's talking about the smallest of birds. And there's an important message for us that's reflected in the gospel, that's reflected in Our Lady of Guadalupe, and it is that all of us are cherished. That is, we're respected. You know, when you're young people, sometimes you're not sure about life. You worry about, are your friends really your friends? Are there people going to be there when you need them? Every person has a struggle in life, some more than others. But we need to hear the Scriptures and the Gospel where Jesus reminds us that all of us are cherished. That is, we're valued, we're respected. And he asks us to do that for other people. You know how terrible, how many of you have ever felt what it is to be disrespected? Just a few of you? You know how terrible it is to be disrespected? We feel like we're not worthy of something. But he says it's all of us are worthy. We're also chosen. God has a plan for each and every one of us. And the great thing is, in your schools, as you learn about God's love, it's your time to pray to know what God has in store for you. What plan does he have for you? Lord, what do you want me to do with my life? Whenever I go help out in parishes and confessions, I tell the people, every day we should begin with the prayer, God, I give this day to you. God doesn't force his way in our life. He proposes. It's an invitation. And he asks us to say yes to him. So we're cherished, we're chosen, and we're sent. Each one of us has a mission. Juan Diego went, and to this day, all these years, centuries later, Guadalupe, like Lourdes, like Fatima, is a place where people come to be closer to Jesus, because Mary always leads us closer to her son. So the privilege you have as young people, and I thank you again for being here, is that in this month of October, when all around us there are voices that say that life isn't that important, you and I know it is. And we want that message. He wants us to give that message to other people. Maybe at home today you might show your respect for your parents by not doing blah, 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 but maybe showing a way that you love them. And when you're back at school, as I said, I'm used to when I was in California, whenever you met with the bishop, he always gave you a day off. But here, I can't do that yet, although I've been here almost 4 years. But when you go back to school, maybe you can share that message of respect life by treating others as Christ would want you to treat them. But know that as you grow older, especially to those in junior high and high school, you will make decisions when you vote, when you live on your own. And don't forget what you've learned in your schools and in your homes, and in this church, of a God who loved us so much that he gave us his only Son. that we might have eternal life.